Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Cloudy, much better out there. We're just talking about how none of us could believe it. Just the feeling of the non-sticky, hot as hell air on your skin just felt so good. Attorney Brad Young joins us now. He was kind enough to be with us yesterday as well. Just kind of filling in the gaps here, being a man down with Wheeler gone. He'll be checking in with us about 3 p.m. from the road. He'll be back here tomorrow. Brad Young, hello. How are you?
Hey, Dave, I'm doing great. It's interesting that when we were on yesterday, we had no idea about the pending indictment.
Right. Yeah, that is really interesting. So let's start there. What do you make of it?
Well, I've got it right here in front of me. I've read through it. It's a little bit different. You know, we saw a lot of the federal indictments over the last several years with county officials. And those federal indictments are always like 50 pages long, and they contain a summary of evidence and all of the wire recordings and all the kind of things that go into a federal indictment. This isn't that. This is 4 pages. It simply states the causes of action. And essentially, there are 2 counts against Sam Page of committing election offenses. Those are misdemeanors. There's also a count involving stealing of $750, which is also a misdemeanor. But the big kahuna in terms of the charges here is that one count, it's a felony count of stealing over $25,000. And that relates to the postage that was used to bail out this flyer, which will be the pivotal focal point of this entire criminal action. But the county spent about $34,000, I think, mailing this thing out at the direction of Sam Page. That is a felony. And on that charge alone, it carries a potential penalty of between 3 and 10 years in prison.
So, Brad, this feels like the slowest train wreck of all time. There are some criminal cases where the defendant is like, I had no idea this was illegal. There are other cases where the defendant is, oh, I knew it was illegal. I just didn't think I'd get caught. This one seems to be this weird amalgam. He clearly knew what he was doing.
Right.
He had to have some inkling that it was a little sketchy, but he just went full speed ahead. I don't understand it.
Well, there's a couple of things that will be critical when this case comes to trial, and it will. There's not going to be any plea bargain here. But when it comes to trial, here are the things to look for. First of all, you remember that there was a lot made by Sam Page, I think it was Monday, when the state troopers came and confiscated his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So when they confiscated his phone, that's going to be a critical piece of evidence because according to reports and even in this particular indictment, there was direction by Sam Page to his staff about not mailing this postcard to everyone in the county because that number would be very high in terms of the postage, and that would trigger a reporting of that expenditure to the county council.
It's not good.
So he instructed individuals only send it to this number of people so as to make the postage expense low enough so it wouldn't trigger an automatic reporting to the county council. I think that's going to be critical evidence because it's going to show knowledge of Sam Page that he knew that he didn't want the county council knowing about this thing going out. And to me, that's going to show knowledge of his state of mind that this might not be legal.
Brad, I appreciate you talking about this so much. I'm just looking over this story. St. Louis Magazine, Sarah Finsky and Ryan Kroll are reporting on this. And then Mark Maxwell from KSDK are kind of chiming in, too. Basically bringing up the fact that they've talked to legal experts, and this is kind of something that's happened over and over again in the St. Louis area. This watchdog, Tom Sullivan, who kind of brought this to light, said he's made lots of complaints about this, and typically it doesn't get a lot of attention. The implication kind of being that since Sam Page is Sam Page, that's why, you know, the attorney general decided to go for this. Would he be protected at all if this is something that kind of happens over and over again with other politicians? Whether or not it's like a moral gray area, if it's something that's been allowed to happen forever, does that give him some protection?
That's a great question. And let me answer that by giving you an example in a different area of law. If you and I had a contract and our contract was you mow my yard for $25 and it's a written contract, and yet every time you come and mow my yard, I end up giving you $30. Okay. Mm-hmm. If we do that over time, you could argue that the even though we have a written contract for $25, that the parties, because we every time you mow my yard, I give you $30, that we've actually modified the contract, and now you're entitled to 30 if I become a cheapskate and try to go back to 25. I'm giving you that as an example under contract law because none of that applies in criminal law. If it's like the old argument, if you get pulled over and you say, well, 37 people were just speeding past me and you didn't pull them over, doesn't matter. I got you, says the cop. So in criminal law, there is no way to argue you haven't prosecuted everyone else. You just prosecuted me. Now, that could be an argument to the jury, but that in of itself doesn't negate the attorney general's ability to prosecute Sam Page, even if others have done the exact same thing.
Interesting. Thank you, Brad.
So speaking of the law, Josh Hawley is trying to change the law so that members of Congress and the executive branch cannot do basically insider trading. And that received a response from President Trump. And he called Josh Hawley, one of our two senators, a second tier senator. Your thoughts politically and legally?
Well, I think both politically and legally, this is a good idea. Because if you look at and listen, this is what really drives me crazy sometimes about partisan politics that doesn't involve looking at justice being blind. Okay, Nancy Pelosi. Conservatives have been crazy about Nancy Pelosi for years because she's an uber multimillionaire. And the allegations are that she's been making insider trading for her. I think she's been in Congress for about 127 years now. So that entire time, the allegation is she's done insider trading. People were complaining about that. Well, to me, insider trading is wrong, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent, socialist, whatever. And so I applaud Josh Hawley for doing this because we don't want our politicians basically funding themselves and making decisions in Congress that will benefit themselves financially.
And I don't know if you saw this, but it just came out that Diddy is saying that I confess that I am a voyeur, but these convictions for the Mann Act are BS and I should be let out of prison.
Well, I don't know where he got his law degree. Maybe it was the University of Baby Oil. I'm not sure. but listen, the charges against him were valid. In fact, I think there should have been additional charges, and I think that the prosecutor should have pushed the whole conspiracy and RICO charges a bit harder. But listen, and also, I don't even understand why he wasn't prosecuted for the drugs that were found at his house and all of the evidence of drug use and other use. He wasn't prosecuted for any of that. So Diddy should be very thankful that he was only convicted on the charges that he was convicted on.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to attorney Brad Young. He's with us every Thursday at this time. We talk about legal issues and interesting cases. And he's also a great political pundit, very conservative, but very common sense. It's why we love him. So Alec Baldwin filed a lawsuit for malicious prosecution, and that has been set aside.
Well, it's been dismissed, and the reason it was dismissed is really kind of minor. I mean, the judge basically said nothing's happened on this case in 180 days, so I'm going to dismiss it for failure to prosecute. It'll be refiled, but here's the challenge that's going on right now for his legal team. Number one, they're negotiating a settlement with New Mexico, saying you shouldn't have prosecuted my guy. He was clearly innocent. But then secondly, the hurdle is pretty high. I mean, if you're going to prove malicious prosecution, you've got to show that, number one, there was a lack of even probable cause to prosecute me. And number two, you have to show malice, meaning you have to show that the prosecutor was literally out to get me and hated me. And this was not a legitimate prosecution. I don't know that if it goes to a trial, I don't know that Alec Baldwin can meet those standards. Mm-hmm. So they're negotiating a settlement. And I would expect there to be some sort of a settlement with the terms not disclosed. It's secret. But that's going to be hard to do because governments typically cannot do secret settlements because of sunshine laws. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun to watch. I wouldn't anticipate this being a huge settlement simply because I think he's got a mountain to climb to prove malicious prosecution.
And what's the deal with the feds trying to bankrupt a moving company for hiring strong young movers?
Well, I love this story. That's why I sent it over to you, because here's a situation where this company, they're a moving company that uses athletes to move heavy stuff. And the EEOC is going after them because they don't hire 62-year-old crippled people to do the moving. And they advertise that we're young, we're strong, we're healthy. And so no one's even complaining about this. But I sent it to you because it just shows sometimes the lengths that our government will go to try to prosecute companies that are just trying to make a living and help people with their services.
Brad, I've got one for you. President Trump's defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal. His lawyers are trying to compel Rupert Murdoch, who is, I think, 94 years old, to sit and answer lawyers' questions. What's the likelihood of that actually happening, in your opinion?
Slim to none. And very briefly, there's no way that you can do any discovery until you get all the motions out of the way. All right. There's no discovery because the Wall Street Journal is going to file a motion to dismiss, and they've got grounds to do that. And they're going to argue about this for a long time. Now, generally speaking, if you think that someone's going to die, one of the important parties, you can get an expedited deposition. And that's what Trump and his team is trying to do here because, you know, he's no spring chicken. And at this point, Rupert Murdoch could die, but as far as I know, he's not facing imminent death. He doesn't have any disease. And so without that evidence that he's in a hospital and literally his estate people are looking at their watch ticking down for his death, absent that type of evidence, there's not going to be an expedited deposition here.
So if I'm Donald Trump, I'm way less worried about his deposition and more worried about mine. I mean, isn't it true that one of the great equalizers is if Brad makes an allegation against me and it's true, but it's really harmful, and I get my panties in a bunch and I sue him, that's a great day for Brad. Because now not only am I going to lose, but he gets to drag me through the mud proving his defense, which is it was all true, right?
Absolutely, Dave. That's the strategic the glory of this kind of lawsuit is that you get to go against the plaintiff and ask them basically anything. Because if you're saying I defamed you and it's hurt your character, then I get to find out just how good your character is. I get to ask you anything in a deposition.
Yeah.
And you can't say, oh, no, it's not relevant. Sure, it's relevant. You're saying I harmed your character. I get to find out about all the porn stars you were hanging out with because that's a basis for your character. So, yeah, if I'm Donald Trump here, I would be far more worried about my own depo and less worried about Rupert Murdoch's deposition.
All right, Brad, you're the best. We thank you again.
My pleasure, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, I cannot talk about it. I find that NHTSA commercial so offensive. Check the vaccine. Catchy, isn't it? And then I saw on one of the local news outlets the other day, they were doing a segment about not leaving your kid to roast like a friggin' pork butt. And their suggestions were, leave something in the backseat that you won't forget. And they're saying this with a straight face. And they're like, perhaps your wallet or your phone. And the people on television are like, oh, I would never get my phone. And what about that human that looks exactly like you that came out between your legs? How about that?
Put something you care about in the backseat.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the kid, and then you won't forget it.
How about your child, your
something
baby,
that, like,
a human?
If it was gone, like, you would be sad. You should put that in the backseat.
God,
like,
I mean,
it's just pathetic. I mean, I know accidents happen. I'm sure it's happened to well-meaning people, but whenever you have to break it down and basically say, like, yeah, something you actually care about, put that in the back, and then you won't forget. That is really, really sad.
Crazy. And the fact NHTSA, who gets a grant from the government, and they're like, well, there are a lot of people leaving their babies in the backseat, and they're roasting to death. Maybe we write a funny song. Just everything about it. I guess if it keeps one child alive, it's worth it. But God, it takes a little bit of my soul every time I hear something like this.
Every time I hear it, it feels like a parody. It feels like a parody. It feels like a joke commercial. It feels like a joke.
Yeah, David said, put a LaBooBoo in the backseat. No one's forgetting a LaBooBoo.
Those are worth something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not going to leave your $200 laboo-boo back there. That's for darn sure.
My kid may as well be a lafoo-foo. I don't care about that
Yeah,
thing.
That don't matter. And I tell you what, if that kid touches that laboo-boo, he's got a lot bigger problems than getting left in the car. Keep your hands. That is not for you. That is mine.
Robert says, I'll let the baby hold my precious bottle of wine.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. Like, this is where insane. We are as
we
humans.
We have gone insane. And the fact that it is true, I think a lot of people would notice their phone. Not a lot of people. But there are people out there who would notice their phone missing before their kid.
That's crazy.
And that's sad. It's a sad state of things.
Check the backseat.
Which, by the way, it sounds like they're saying, get the vaccine.
Yeah, that is.
I thought that's what they were saying for like months.
Yeah, I thought they were saying that for a long time until they come in and go, and listen, you think it's hot? Think of how your two-year-old baby feels.
So you're thinking about getting a tattoo?
Yeah, my brother and I want to get matching tattoos when we go to
Of each other?
Of laboo-boos.
Of laboo-boos. It would be each of our favorite. Mine, of course, is Schmitten.
Yeah, I like Schmitten. That one's cute.
Do they have names?
I think
they
don't know.
They do. I looked them up on eBay.
Okay.
I was going to buy us each one. Then they're $100 a piece. I'm like, oh.
That's the thing. I would have so many laboo-boos just for fun, just to like hang them up around the office.
Remember when I was going to buy that $100 toilet paper from Japan?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you did.
I never did.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I know we don't have much time. Maybe we can get back to the tattoos because the laboo-boos, they do have names.
Uh-huh.
Their names are Zimomo.
Okay.
That's the leader of the Laboo-boos.
Sure. Okay. King Laboo-boo. King Boo-boo.
Mokoko, Pato, mm-hmm. Spooky, and Taikoko.
And Schmitten.
That's it?
And Schmitten, yes. Schmitten's kind of the black sheep of the Laboo-boos.
Yeah, he's the in exile.
I mean, Schmitten doesn't sound crazy next to Zimomo and
That's the thing. I was Cocoa like, Puff. Oh, I'm waiting for Schmitten.
Yeah, I want the leader, Zimomo.
I just think it's funny that they need a backstory. You know, like, look, yeah. It's just stupid. It's like the pet rock.
Yeah.
And then they're like, so Zimomo and Coco Puff were cousins who lived in Zim. Like, oh, God.
What is the tattoo potentially going to be?
I don't know. We were thinking, so there was one that we really liked that was a Simpsons tattoo.
Should
we liked it a lot.
A giant dragon piece on your back.
But I would love that, like a Yakuza or something. I would absolutely love that. That would look so cool. I think I could pull
Everyone
it off.
Everyone would be so scared of you, Everyone assuming that so you were part of the Yakuza.
Everyone would be so intimidated by
As
me.
As you're walking to your dad shirtless and all...
my enormous Yakuza tattoo on my back. But he has a... His friend Jameson is a big snob for tattoos and said, no, I don't like that one. I think that one's banned.
So what was it?
It was from one of the Treehouse of Horrors.
Oh.
The Shining one.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. I would still totally get it if Eric wanted it, but I don't think he's like, well, if Jameson isn't going to approve of it.
Where in your body would you be getting these?
I don't know. I don't have a good place. I don't have a good looking place on my body. So it's like, I don't know. Just roll a dice.
Tramp stamp.
Yeah. It'd look as good there as it would anywhere else.
So Nick and I got a version you can see it right here. It's my family crest.
Pretty cool.
That we then turned into something else. What about something like that?
Maybe. The Stolz family crest is kind of crazy.
What is it?
It's got like a bunch
Simpsons?
Of...
Simpsons?
It's the exact same thing.
It's just a different episode?
It's got a bunch of like lions and castles and stuff on
nice.
It.
Nice.
It's a little...
Where are you people getting these family crests?
I think they were just made up.
They're just on the internet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what I'm going to be doing on the break.
Welcome back, TGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Our pal Ricky Horton joins us. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How are you today?
Good. How was your birthday yesterday?
Oh, it was awesome. I kind of had a lot of fun with just me time. I played golf yesterday in the 110-degree heat, but it was great. I had a good time with some of my buddies and had a nice dinner with my wife and nice. Kind of took the day off. I hope Rachel got the day off, or did she have to work?
I was working, but it was a great day here at work. Dave and Andrew brought me some cake and some cupcakes, and we had a fun show. And then I was out in the heat, but playing tennis yesterday. That was pretty fun. But no, it was a great day. Thanks for asking, Ricky.
Rachel, that is so the right answer, by the way. I was happy to be here at work. I mean, that's awesome.
Yes, Steve Moore, did you hear that?
Yeah, I was wondering. Well, let's just save a clip of that, can we?
Did you finish up that cake?
No, I have tons of cake left over thanks to you guys. So I'm looking forward to digging into that tonight after
cake
dinner.
Cake only gets better for about 3 days.
Yeah,
diminishing return. Mature. Diminishing returns after a while.
After that, yeah, you're taking a risk, but. Yeah, carrot cake 3 days later. So exciting day today, Rick. And Rach was asking me, and she plans on asking Matt Pauly later on in the show, and I'm sure she'll ask you now, or we can do it right as we're speaking. But the emotional side of this.
Yeah.
And Matt was talking to Bernie about it last night, and like we kind of touched on it on Tuesday. Like, these are men. These are human beings, and a lot of them are pretty young men.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is a emotional side to it. There's also a logistical side to it. Think about that. I mean, you're working at one place one day, and then literally you're in another city working, and you have a whole different schedule you have to get. You've got family, you've got kids, you have school, you have, I mean, a house you live in. So there's logistics that play into it, which of course create emotions of their own. But you know, you're leaving teammates you've been with for several months, and you know, I mean, there's memories with that. And I was traded on the deadline day once, and so I know the feeling. And you know, for me, it just took a little while to adjust. And unfortunately, I knew some guys on the team that I went to, but and guys will be like that. But it's still. You know, it's more of an upheaval, frankly, for players' wives if they're married, and for their kids, because now they've got, they got to change the allegiance and wear different caps to the ballpark and kind of root for different teams. It's just odd for them.
So go ahead, Rich.
Well, yeah, I was just, you know, bringing up like the wives and the families, Rick. It's got to be tough to move to a new city, and they've kind of, you know, all the wives and girlfriends kind of have their cliques and their things going on, and you've got to kind of try to fit into that. That's got to be really intimidating.
So we were 20, I was 27 years old. We had a 2-year-old when I was living in Chicago and got traded to L.A. I came home after being on a long road trip and got traded the first day back, and which was the trading deadline. I went home and told my wife at 11 o'clock at night after the game, great news, we're now with the Dodgers. Bad news, you've got to pack up this place in downtown Chicago with a 2-year-old, move to L.A., find us a place. I'm starting another road trip now with the Dodgers. Wow. I'll see you then. Have a good week. And that was not a great discussion, I must say. And you know, so I showed up in Montreal with the Dodgers, and people are handing me money and clothes and, hey, welcome. And my wife's packing boxes in downtown Chicago. So that's the reality.
So both Helsley and Matz, which should make people feel good, said some things about, well, we hope we come back. You know, maybe we'll be a Cardinal down the road again. I always assumed that the Cardinals felt like they would not be in the running, especially for Helsley when the bidding war started next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a nice thing for them to say, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for both of them. I think Helsley's probably going to command a lot bigger deal, but you know, for them being rental players, they recognize that they don't want to say, okay, let's limit it to 29 teams I'll start negotiating with this offseason. Let's say, hey, I had a good experience in St. Louis, and you know, Helsley was a Cardinal for a long time. Matt's really liked St. Louis too, so and not too far from where he lives, he and his wife. So I feel like there's some truth to what they're saying, but you know, they're also just keeping all doors open, and I don't blame them.
I'm also, now the trade deadline is still in front of us, but it's looking like we won't be seeing any Brendan Donovans or Lars Nootbaars or Mason Wynns, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, and you never know, because things could, you know, somebody can come up with a deal that you just can't say no to, and that's why it's so hard to predict. When you know, we all kind of have ideas, and it's based on contracts. You know, whose contract is up, you know, who's going to be a rental, what teams are traders and what teams are buyers and sellers and all that. So, you know, there's some logical conclusions you draw, but still a team might be desperate at one point and say, or have an injury and say, we really need this guy and we will give you Fort Knox. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, okay, where do I sign? I mean, so that's always a possibility. And it's what, 3 o'clock, our time here in the Pacific Coast is when the trading deadline is over. So we've got a few more hours of that. And, you know, I expect that there's going to be a deal or two more for the Cardinals, but I don't expect it'll be those guys.
So, Rick,
who knows?
I know this is your living. I'm not accusing you of being bad at your job, but are you much of a researcher? Like when they say, oh, we're getting this kid Baez, or we're getting this guy Dom, do you immediately pull a Kevin Wheeler and go in and look at them? Or are you more like, oh, I hope the kid's great. We'll wait and see.
I looked at them, but I didn't do a deep dive into them because I'm kind of the mindset, and I feel that way about the draft too, Dave. The draft is like a thing that we'll be talking about 3 years from now, those guys we drafted, because we'll forget about them. And because, you know, it just takes a while for them to develop. And some of the guys that the Cardinals got are younger players. So it's kind of like when we traded Matt Adams and we got Juan Yepes for him, everybody said, who? And then, then 4 years later, he comes to the big leagues and he's a guy and he's a player. And we go, oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, we got him in a trade 4 years ago. And, you know, there was another guy like that, too. And his name was Adam Wainwright, who was not the big part of the trade with the Braves when we got him because he was a lower minor league guy. But he certainly became a pretty good deal.
So losing a big part of our bullpen, is it just all hands on deck and AAA here come?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, the good news is that if anything has been going well for the Cardinals, it's been developing, you know, relievers this season, guys like Swanson and Riley O'Brien, Kyle Lay, he's been much better. I mean, those guys have really done well. So you feel like you can kind of audition them all, maybe. I mean, I feel like that's what's going to happen. Jojo Romero certainly capable of doing it. I'm careful to say that because I don't know if any of those guys might get traded today, too. That's all a possibility. But I feel like, you know, the Cardinals have had enough bodies, young bodies, that, you know, they're going to get thrown into the fire. That's for sure. But I think that's kind of where we are.
I hate to admit this, but I'm kind of a fan of low expectations, like on me. I will rise to the top if you don't expect much from me. But if you put pressure on, like, Dave's the best, I'm going to boof it somehow. And I feel that way about the rest of this season, that no one's giving up. But I think people are like, okay, well, we sold Helsley and we sold Matz. And so, okay, I guess we're not taking a real run at the World Series. It takes a little bit of pressure off. And if I were on the team, I'd be like, okay, now let's see what we're capable of.
And I feel like that actually happened even back as far as spring training or the winter warm-up, when the Cardinals kind of gave the sign that the signal that they were going to be building for the future. I think that took pressure off. You know, we're going to play Gorman, we're going to play Jordan Walker, and we're just going to, no matter what happens, we're going to keep playing them. So, because we care about next year and the year after and the year after. So I think they've already signaled that, and I think this is another signal in that direction. And I do think that that's right. Some teams respond to that. Some teams you have to be, if you're a big leaguer, you better say, give me a chance to be the guy. But there's some guys that you kind of get that chance and you go, ooh, I'd rather somebody else be the guy, and I just want to kind of help. But, I mean, somebody's got to close out a game. Somebody's got to drive in runs. Somebody's got to be a leader in the clubhouse, all of that. That's why, you know, I love the fact that Brendan Donovan's still around, because I think he's a guy that can do that.
So we are more than halfway through, but it's almost like a new season now, and you take the team photo, and these are the guys we're going to end the year with. Who would you like to see step up from a leadership role, and just who would you like to see step up on the field? Who's important?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think on the field, I'd like to see Jordan Walker step up. And not that he hasn't been getting better, because he has, but I think that there's still higher levels of, and I'm talking about on the field part now. I think his ceiling is still higher, and you know he's going to get even a longer runway now because we need him to. So you know, I think that's, you know, that's a guy I'd like to see kind of step up as far as on the field. I think, or in terms of performance, in terms of leadership, you know, I think the right guys are there in terms of, you know, Contreras, Brendan Donovan. I think somebody's going to have to lead, honestly, with the pitching staff. I think that's going to be a big key. Miles Michaelis is a guy, but there's got to be somebody in the bullpen that starts leading more. Maybe that's John King. Maybe that's Jojo Romero. You know, somebody that can kind of corral these young guys and give them some confidence going forward.
All right, Ricky, you're the best, buddy. Have a great night, and we'll see you over the weekend.
Good trap. You bet. Thanks. See ya. I don't give a damn. I'm the man.
Side to side. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Cable X. Happy Thursday. Wheels is going to join us from the road at 3 p.m. Tell us the stories about moving. I'm sure there'll be a couple of good ones in there. And then talk about the trade deadline as well. Like Andrew said, he's got to be going nuts.
Yeah.
Not able to just stare at his phone and Twitter and all the trade stuff, and that's going to be driving him crazy.
This is like one of his absolute favorite days of the year.
Yeah.
My poor little baby.
I wonder if he's, I don't know, like rigged some sort of screen up.
He's got one of those like phone holders like people that Uber use, but he's just using it so that he can...
Wouldn't put it past him.
Those are scary, by the way. You ever been in the back of an Uber and you're like, I wish they would get off that phone.
Yeah.
When they have like an iPhone Ultra Pro Max, Double Max Pro Max Ultra Pro, and it's like, you know, it's like the size of an iPad, and they've got this thing like obstructing their vision as they careen through the streets of Chicago or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, this makes me a little nervous.
You guys like me, like I talked at the beginning of the show, how I'm just barely going to make it to my vacation because I'm just so bleh. You get pissy. I'm so pissy. And here's an example. Have you seen the television commercial where the lady is Smokey the Bear? Or Smokey Bear. There was never any Smokey the Bear. It's a Mandela effect thing. And so a guy pulls up and she goes, oh, your toe chains are a little loose. It could start a fire. But she says it like a Karen. I hate her. Like, and the guy's like, oh, thanks for telling me. I didn't realize. Bahuda, hooda, hooda. Oh, I get so mad.
So Smokey is a girl?
No, he's just Smokey Bear.
No. But she's playing Smokey?
Well, the whole vibe of it is you're Smokey Bear.
Okay.
So I don't think that it was just, oh, good. Joel Bradley says, I hate her too. Thank you, Joel. So that's the whole thing, is just like, it's up to you to prevent forest fires because Smokey Bear isn't real, but they're still doing the whole Smokey Bear thing. Mm. But she's just such a Karen, and she's just out there walking. She's like, toe chains, bleh, and it's like, F off.
Yeah, get out of here.
Shove my toe chains up your ass.
Mind your own business.
Yes.
If I want to burn this whole forest down, that's my prerogative.
If I want to burn this thing down, I'm going to do it.
I think the actual Mandela effect is that it's Smorky Bear.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Smorky the Bear.
Smorky
a Bear. This is Smorky a Bear.
Smorky a Bear.
You guys remember McGruff, the crime dog?
Uh-huh.
He was more of a thing for you guys than me.
Have you guys ever heard the McGruff album that he did?
No. Rap?
He did an album. Some of it is rap, yeah. And it's like to keep kids off drugs. And all the,
I bet it worked.
All the songs are like, don't use crack cocaine. I'm 100% serious. This 100% exists. Well, it's real.
I'm going to go home tonight, eat a couple gummies, and put that on.
I highly recommend that. I highly recommend that precise course of action.
I was thinking, like, cocaine. I'm going to show my show prep to everybody there. I have such bad writing, and I was just thinking how unattractive it is. Like, if I sent someone a note in my serial killer scratch, mm-hmm. how off-putting that would be. And I wrote better in second and third grade than I do now.
I will say, sometimes we will get, like, letters from listeners, and if one shows up in, like, nice handwriting, it doesn't matter what the content is, you're like, this is nice. Look at this. It's in good. But when it's in like very bad handwriting, you're like, oh, I don't want to open
it. I did pretty well in law school. But last night when I was thinking about this and I wrote down bad at writing, I bet I got penalized in law school. Not like, oh, you have bad penmanship, I'm going to take 10 points off. But, you know, these professors are grading these at 3 a.m. And if you get someone with really good writing, you get someone with this, you're going to be like, they shouldn't be at WashU. This person is not WashU material. Don't you think? Wouldn't it have to go into your bias?
I don't know. I mean, I don't
like,
have...
I'm going to give this guy an A+, no matter what he says? No way.
I will
Guy's
forgive.
Writing with his toes.
I forgive people with bad writing. I mean, I have bad writing, so I don't judge those with bad writing too harshly.
I'm sure it's no different than any other aspect of your appearance, though, weighing on how people judge you.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be blind.
All the other aspects of my appearance are terrible. So the handwriting, like, it doesn't even get
par for the course.
Yeah, handwriting just goes under the radar.
I made myself cry again last night.
About what?
The dumbest one yet.
Okay.
Get ready. So we just traded Brian Helsley.
Yeah.
And have you been there when they do the Hell's Bells? When they turn out all the lights?
I don't think I have.
Okay, so they turn out all the lights. And then these red lights come on, and boom, bow, down, bow, down, bow, bow, down, bow. And I was thinking, what if when he comes back here with the Mets, we surprise him, and when he comes out on the field, we turn that on, and I started for real misting up. I've got problems.
Why would we do that, though?
We wouldn't.
Yeah, like, I hope you...
We wouldn't.
I hope you strike out all the Cardinals.
But, like, I just thought, because, you know, I wasn't emotional when I heard he got traded, but I was like, okay. Yeah, wow. He seemed like a good guy. And I just thought, like, if we did that for him, because, you know, when he comes back, we'll give him a big applause and he'll tip his hat. Sure. What if we played Hell's Bells?
Do you guys remember when Albert Pujols came to Busch Stadium?
With the Angels.
With the Angels, and got like 3 standing ovations. And Dave, you were complaining about it, and Tony was complaining about it, and Frank Cusumano got so angry at you guys.
He hung up, right?
He called you miserable, and he hung up.
Yeah.
And now, nowadays, you're crying over Ryan Helsley.
Yeah, I'm wanting to play his theme song.
My, how the tables have turned.
Yeah, no kidding. I also felt bad because I'm getting ready to watch the game. I didn't know who was pitching, and out comes Miles Michaelis, my arch nemesis. And I pick up my phone and I just texted Nick, oh great, here comes effing Miles. And then I thought he's just a dude. Like, just because he's no longer one of the best at throwing a baseball, but still throws it 95 miles an hour. And I'm saying, here comes this effing guy.
Isn't that with the full name.
Isn't that just the cost of being famous, though? You know, you get
I guess you're right.
The notoriety and the money. And I'm not saying, like, we should harass these people. Like, not at all. I don't feel that way. It's kind of to be expected that people are going to send mean texts about you. It's just part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's nice that you felt bad, though.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad about Miles. I'm crying over Ryan Helsley. I need a life is what I need. I was also thinking about this New York shooter and thinking how screwed up it is and how ridiculous it is that he clearly interested no one before he did this. And now FBI teams are flying out to Las Vegas and poring over his life and reading everything he ever wrote. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so he's now interesting that he's a multi-murderer? I don't know.
No, I get it. I absolutely get it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe someone in law enforcement could explain this to me. Because he ended his own life. He shot himself in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we then need to pour over all of his stuff?
Yeah.
Why do we need to do that? We can't change the outcome of what happened.
I guess from a law enforcement standpoint, there's a good reason, just in case you go, oh, wow, he's a part of this group called the blah, blah.
And there's going to be five more.
There's going to be five
them.
More.
Okay.
Right. But once you establish, no, he's just a loser that had CTE, I think then you move on. You try to catch the next guy before they go crazy.
Yeah.
But you get why it's almost like the whole notoriety after death thing is a bit of an incentive for some of these crazy people.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I have nothing and I never will have nothing, but here's a way I can give myself something.
Which we should give them less.
Yes.
You guys see the Reese's Oreo mix?
Yeah, peanut butter.
Mmm.
Peanut butter and Oreo.
You didn't see this?
No.
There's going to be Oreo Reese's cups and Reese's Oreo cookies.
Sign me up.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've always enjoyed peanut butter with Oreos ever since The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Tell me more.
And Dennis Quaid came out. Well, that's one of the things is, you know, the twins are separated at when they're born or, you mm-hmm. know, when their parents divorce when they're babies, basically. They go to the same summer camp. They see each other and they go, whoa, we look a lot alike. And then all these similarities start popping up.
Is there a really dark backstory to this?
Kind of a stupid backstory.
Like, how do you get to the point where twins don't know each other?
Well, because the mom took one twin, the dad took the other twin.
Yeah. But that seems a hideous thing to do to
people. Yeah, kind of some Solomon business going on there.
That's why they had to trap the parents to get them back together.
What a dark movie.
I mean, kind of, but one of the things they have in common is they both like to dip their Oreos in peanut butter. And it is an amazing flavor combination. So good. Highly recommend.
I still can't get past the premise of this movie. I guess that's pretty dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.